The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Among the most beautiful wildlife spectacles I have ever witnessed are the huge flocks of flamingos along the shores of some of the lakes in East Africa. And I do mean spectacle. Lake Manyara in northern Tanzania, for example, is home to about 1.2 million nesting flamingos. However, last year, unusually high levels of toxins in algae may have killed at least 16,000 of those pink flamingos. The toxins in the blue-green algae, the flamingos' main food, built up as water levels fell and salinity rose during a drought in the region. Tanzanian wildlife officials are taking the threat very seriously, though, partly due to the importance of tourism in the region. Nearly as many foreigners on safari visit Lake Manyara each year as do flamingos, so finding ways to protect the balance of the ecosystem is important for everyone. Plans are underway to have national park biologists more closely monitor the condition of the water, as well as to study the impact of human use and movement in the area. Because like anywhere, human wastewater pollution can adversely affect the health of this legendary lake. And hopefully, these flocks will stay in the pink for centuries to come.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.